Welcome to a very special episode of the Don't Panic Radio Show. I'm Steve Benson, that's Paul Schultz, and nothing you're about to hear is true. What's so special about it? Well, a couple of things. One, it may turn out to be shorter than normal because, well, Paul's working his butt off getting the Halloween episode ready.
I don't have much of that.
Yeah, you don't have much to work. We
That's right.
Are really excited about the Halloween episode this year. It's going to be the bee's knees. I mean, it's going to be gangbusters. It's really going to be super scary. Yeah,
it already is, and it isn't even done yet.
Super scary?
Super gangbusters.
Super gangbusters.
Right.
The good thing is, we will do anything for our listeners.
That's right.
To entertain you, to scare you, to give you something worth your time to listen to. The bad part about that is it takes a hell of a long time to put it all together. So what we're going to do this week is this episode will be one that hopefully won't take much editing, so it'll save Paul some time.
I like and the sound of that.
Yeah, yes. We're also going to make good on a promise we've been making for weeks now, which is we're going to play a little round of Tits and Dragons. Bear with us. It's the first time we've tried this. Also, it's been years. In fact, it's been since I was working in Kalamazoo back in the early aughts. That I remember being in the aughts, like 2001, 2002, 2003, where I was thinking, what are we going to call this? What did they call it? The 19 aughts. Like, what did they call it? I don't know. I can't find any literature that says what they called it. It's like in the 90s or the 90s, the 80s or the 80s. And I said, well, it's going to be the aughts. So here we are, 2018, almost, and that's what I'm going to call it, the aughts. Mama called them the aughts. Daddy called them the aughts. I'm going to call them the aughts. So back in the aughts is the last time I've played D&D, let alone T&D.
I don't think you had any kids, and I only had like one or two, so it's been a minute.
Yeah. So we're going to try to forget we're recording. And we're just going to like play it straight. So when you hear me not really understanding what's going on and Paul having to explain it to me, that is not for entertainment value.
Well, with any luck, they won't hear what goes on between the die rolls as we try to remember the rules.
The purpose is that you don't have to do much editing.
That's true.
So they will hear what goes on between the die rolls.
Right.
And hopefully it'll be entertaining.
Right, right.
If it's not, well, it's not like they're losing very much. And we are bringing them the Halloween episode.
That's right.
You know, shortly after.
So he's got to bear with us. Well, yeah. Give them a brief explanation of what T&D is, where that came from, for anybody that didn't hear those episodes.
I work with a British guy, and we were having dinner one night. And one of the people at dinner said, "So who's watching Game of Thrones?" Because she's like, "Because I'm binge watching. I'm halfway through season three. I want to talk to somebody about it." And we're looking at each other and just said, "No, really, I haven't even watched part of an episode. So I'm one of those people." And the British guy goes, "I watched an episode and I came I watched an episode and I came to the conclusion that it's just tits and dragons." So I said, "Wow, tits and dragons." I said, "I played a lot of Dungeons and Dragons back when I was in junior high."
That's right.
"If there'd been a game called Tits and Dragons, that's all I would have done."
We did play Tits and Dragons.
Yeah, we did. And in fact, Paul resurrected a character I used to play back in the day. Yeah, there was no indication that I might have been gay. Back in junior high, I played this female fighter named Sally. a good Dungeons and Dragons name.
That's right.
She is a fighter, neutral good, level 2. Her equipment includes bikini chainmail, thigh-high boots. Those could come in handy. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of swamps in T&D.
Yeah, and those heels will help you too on those thigh-high boots.
True. I dude, I'll kick a dwarf. Leg warmers. And she's freakishly strong.
Yes, because back in the good old days when you could actually get 318s
yeah.
for your characters.
She's strength 18, plus 1 to hit, plus 2 damage. Remind me what INT is. Interrogatory?
Intelligence.
Intelligence, 15. Yeah. Right. Ironically. Intelligence.
That's okay. That's okay.
Wisdom is 14. Dexterity is 18. Constitution, which I believe has to do with pooping.
For you, yes. It's at least a 16.
It's a 16. And charisma is 18 with the notation Tawny Katain White Snake Video Hot.
Right. And as I explained pre-show, I'm going to make a category of 3 to 18 on hotness. And yeah. 3 being Sigourney Weaver, who everybody pretended was hot but really wasn't. 18, of course, being Tawny Katain White Snake Video Hot.
Oh, yeah. All right. So is that enough explanation? Should we jump into this? Or all right. So what are we going to do? So is this a single character campaign? You're just a dungeon? It's just Sally.
I took a game that I've played my other gamers on several times and scaled it down to a one-on-one campaign.
Okay.
We'll do, hopefully, the first part tonight. Some of the things I did was true to any... Good. Well, first of all, I'm using second edition D&D rules, which came out in the 90s that everybody hates, but I love it.
Okay.
I've, of course, true to any role-playing game, I've house-ruled the fuck out of it. There's some, because so many of the rules never made sense, so I altered them so that they made sense and for ease of play. So anyone at home keeping score that goes, you can't do that, first of all, get a girlfriend.
Yeah, get a girlfriend.
Second of all, house rules. DM gets the final say.
I remember those guys. I remember their names. I'm not going to say them, but those guys, oh man. Anyway, they challenged us to a fight, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, well, you're cheating. We'll challenge you to a fight and we'll figure out a way to beat you by cheating.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so you're going to prove us, like you're going to prove to us that it's bad to cheat by cheating?
Oh, they cheated the hell out of that. But we still beat them.
We did. I mean, Mick Dagger was, his head was flying around. It's like, your head's off. I know, but I'm still alive.
Well, as far as Mick Dagger is concerned, there'll be a brief Easter egg in tonight's adventure.
Okay, well, and now, without further ado, Part 1 of Tits and Dragons.
Between the time when the oceans drank Atlantis and the rise of the sons of Arius, there was an age undreamed of. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
Been walking along down a dark trail that cuts like a jagged knife through the mountains on your way home to your beloved kingdom of Valis. Rain beats down on you like a bad memory. Your leg warmers are caked with mud from the muddy trail. Your pack mule that you sadly had to have mercy on and slit its throat is several miles behind you, nearly dying from exhaustion. Yet somehow you push on. All you know is you have to get to the capital city of Val to see Nasniv, Troll Slayer, was sent for your aid. As you clear the mountains and wind your way through the foothills, the rain begins to let up, and ahead of you, in the darkness, lit only by the sliver of the moon above, through the clouds, you see a small gathering of stone buildings. It's barely a wide spot in the road. A few lights burn from windows. As you draw nearer, and the rain has completely subsided, you notice that the only building with any light seems to be a two-story brick tavern. There's no one wanders the streets, not even so much as a stray dog. What do you do?
Going to the tavern.
All right. Sally steps into the tavern and is immediately overwhelmed by the smell of tobacco smoke, stale beer, the noise of revelry as she enters this tap room filled with probably a dozen and a half, or six of one, wait, six sixes of one, or five of the other.
Sally says, like walking into church.
That's right, like walking into church. There are various races that you notice. There's mostly, predominantly human. They appear to be farm hands. There's a one-eyed bartender slinging mugs of ale to the people at the bar. And in the entire room, there's one table left open near the fireplace, where also you'll see a flight of stairs going up, which you assume goes to the next level.
As stairs often do.
Yes. Well, they could go down.
Well, I mean, if they go up, they probably go to the next level up. If they go down, they probably... All right, well, I feel like, Sally, I feel like I'll you know, go sit at that table by the fire and kind of dry off a little bit, warm up a bit, maybe scrape a little mud off of my leg warmers. I will seductively take off the leg warmers and hang them by the fire.
Okay. Well, as you're peeling down your leg warmers to the tune of the cars living in stereo, a female voice clears its throat.
Ooh, what female voice cleared its throat?
Yes.
There's a voice.
Are you
clearing its throat? I hear the sound of what appears to be the sound. What do I do? I look for the source of the.
You get the gist.
I look for the source of the sound and see if there's a person or a thing associated with it.
What you see standing before your table is a very, very comely, very scantily clad elven female carrying a tray full of empty beer mugs. She's like almost as hot as you. She's like
Phoebe Cates hot.
She's exactly like Phoebe Cates hot. Picture Phoebe Cates with pointed ears.
Phoebe. Okay, I got it. All right. I'm with you.
I do that every day.
Yeah. How's that a game? It's my life.
She asks you what's your pleasure?
Ale.
She says, just ale or anything else?
Just ale and food. Something to eat because I'm hungry. And information.
Here's what we're going to do. This is the house rule. She's going to attempt to seduce you. You notice that she's not only wearing, she's very scantily clad in leather and thing and whatnot and various, you know, beads and baubles. But she is wearing a very enticing pair of leg warmers.
Oh.
Leg warmers are the shit. Yes. Right.
Man, if you had mentioned that earlier.
Okay, so here's how we're going to do this. She's going to attempt to seduce you.
Okay.
What you have to do is you're going to make an opposing intelligence check against her charisma.
All right.
So what you have to do is, on a 20-sider, you have to roll... an intelligence check.
All right.
you have to get a, between a 5 and whatever your intelligence max is.
15.
She's going to use her charisma. Whoever wins without going over wins this little mental battle. Okay?
Yeah, just so I'm clear, if I win, she's not successful at seducing me. If I lose,
yes,
I get to have sex with Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates with pointed ears, yes, sounds, and leg warmers.
Sounds like a win-win to me. All right.
Roll a 20-sider.
All right. 5 exactly.
Oh, dude, you failed.
All right, well.
You're smitten.
Guess I'm having sex with Phoebe Cates. All right.
She brings you, she tells you, basically she takes you by the hand and you're just completely enthralled and she begins to lead you up the flight of stairs.
All right.
Near the table.
Right on.
And you go in, you go into this rather small room at the end of the hall. And it's there's nothing in this room but a small nightstand and like a twin-sized bed. No windows. There's an oil lamp to light the room in a half light. And, you know, cue the porno music.
Reminds me of that one time in Bangkok.
What do you do?
Well, okay, as much as I'd like to nail Phoebe Cates, I've got to get Duvall, and plus I'm neutral good. So,
well, but keep in mind we're playing middle, you know, junior high tits and dragons. Alignments don't really count. We have them on the paper, but they don't really count.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, I first of all, I ask her her name. Like, I don't even know your name. What's your name?
She tells you that her name is Esmeralda.
Esmeralda. Like, I just lost my boner.
Yes. It's Esmeralda with a Z.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's Esmeralda with a Z, so that makes it all different.
Well, now I'm hard.
Well, wait. How is that? Well.
Esmeralda. Esmeralda. Oh.
So Sally, oh. Sally is suddenly hard.
Esmeralda. Oh, Esmeralda. Oh, Sally.
That's right.
All right. Well, I'm not one to just dive right for the hoo-ha. You know, I want to get to know her a little bit first. Maybe nibble her ear. And I say, what, you know, what's the deal with this town? I say, you know, I'm just passing through. You know, who's in charge around here? Do I need to be worried about anything?
Esmeralda attempts to kiss you full on the mouth.
Mm.
So, in lieu of answering your questions. So, first things first.
All right.
What's your armor class?
Armor class is...
What's your armor class?
Where is that? Alignment, neutral, class, fighter. Nope. Wait.
About midway where the second hole is.
3, because I have the awesome bikini chainmail.
That's right. And then, okay, she's going to attempt to kiss you full on the mouth. Wait, that's a 12-sider.
Come on, Paul.
Oh, she completely, you managed to wiggle out of the way of her kiss as she's embraced you.
Nice.
Attempting to kiss you.
All right. Well, I take this opportunity to, what do I take this opportunity to do? I'm just going to put my hand out and say, look, this is all going too fast. And I'm on a mission from God. And if you're not going to answer my questions, I'm going to leave. Now, what's going on in this town? Where can I get some food? You never brought my drinks. If you think you're getting a tip, you know, you can just forget about your tip, sister. Unless, you know, because I just came in here to dry off. Get my leg warmers nice and dry so that, because right now they're leg coolers because they're so wet. So I need them to be leg warmers. And,
well, at this point, you remember your leg warmers are downstairs drying by the fire.
Right. Right. Exactly. So what I leave the room because clearly this chick, she's up to no good.
Hang on.
She's like that, Maria Conchita Alonso in From Dusk Till Dawn. She looks good.
Yes.
She's going to turn into a devil woman, I can tell. So I'm getting out while the getting's good.
make a dexterity save. You need to get a 5 or better, but you can't go above your dexterity.
Now, my dexterity says 18 minus 2 armor class adjustment. What does that mean? Is that 16? Does that make it a 16?
It would... No, well...
Or does that mean I get to subtract 2 from my
roll? No, what you do... Well, you need a 3 or above. Yeah. You in this case, a 3 or above.
And then, but not above an 18.
Right.
Right? On a 20-sider.
Yes.
Oh, 18. So what does that mean?
That means you just made it.
Woo!
Because as you reached out to stop her, you almost put your hand on her boob.
Oh, so, nice.
Okay, she asks you to. She's so caught up in trying to seduce you that she forgets your question. So what was your question?
I just came in here to warm up and get my leg warmers situated. And I want to know who's in charge in this town. What's going on? Am I safe here? Can I rest? Or do I need to fight somebody?
Well, she tells you, she like thinks for a minute, and then she tells you that Bertram is in charge of this town.
Bertram. The guy from Jesse? Oh, your kids didn't watch Jesse?
No, they did. They caught me off guard.
The butler from Jesse is in charge of this town.
Oh, that's right.
Jesse. Hey, Jesse. All right, so Bertram's in charge. And what kind of a fella? I'm not trying to drag the game out. I'm just trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do in this town. I was going to just rest, get some drink, get some food, get back on the road because I'm trying to get Duvall. But if I got to fight a motherfucker, I'll fight a motherfucker. That's all I'm saying. If I don't, then I just want you to get me a beer, and I want you to get me some food. I want my leg warmers to get warmed up. I'm going to have sex with you.
I'm going to have sex with you too now.
That's all I'm saying. I'm a little rusty.
It's at that moment that a heavy pounding.
Oh, thank God.
Echoes through the door.
Thank God something's happening. All right. Whip out my. What whip out? What should I whip out? Excuse me while I whip this out. I'm going to whip out my one handed bastard sword just to make sure I got it ready.
Oh, yeah.
And I wheel around.
Well, Esmeralda moves around you and grabs a hold of the door and swings it open. And standing on the other side of the door is this huge 7-foot tall half man, half pig, half buffalo, half Winnebago.
This dude's like four halves. He's like two things.
Yes. He's make an intelligence check.
Does he look like Bertram from Jesse? Like a butler?
No, not even close.
So what do? I roll a 20?
Roll a 20-sider. Yep, you got to get above a 5 and below your...
Well, I got a 20, so...
You have no idea what this creature is, but it's big and it's pissed. And it's wearing big, heavy furs. It has huge, like boar teeth. Heavy banded mail. And it's carrying this huge mace. And she goes, Bertram! What are you doing here?
Oh, he does look like the butler from Jesse.
All right, roll initiative. Yep. Now, right. Normally under D&D rules, you roll every damn time. In this case, we're going to roll once,
and we'll take
and
turns.
Then we'll just go back and forth by who wins. Right.
I don't know how to... What do I do? What do I roll?
You take a 10-sider, and you roll it, and the highest number goes first.
All right, so what number did you get?
I got a 5.
Oh, I got an 8. No, I'm just kidding.
Right, well, then
I didn't roll.
Okay.
I was trying to uncover the fundamental flaw of playing D&D over Skype. All right.
Well,
1D10.
It's trust.
So I got
trust is the key to the game.
All right. We'll see what
it's
got.
It's all about trust.
Well, I got a 4, so fuck it.
Okay. All right.
I should have stuck with my 8. All right. I got a 4.
All right. Bertram. All right. Then Bertram goes first. So Bertram basically pushes Esmeralda out of the way. and comes down on you with his big heavy mace. What is your armor class?
3.
No, he hits you.
Ouch.
With a mighty 18.
Oh.
Bam.
That's what I do with that.
And you take, well, hold on, you're going to take damage now.
All right. I subtract that from my hit points.
18. Your hit points, yes.
I subtract 18. Yeah.
No, that's what he hit you with.
Oh, that's just whether or not he hit me. Okay, got it.
Yeah. For our listeners at home, by episode 2, Steve will be well versed in the rules of T&D.
That's right.
And you take 7 points damage.
All right. Right in the tit.
Right in the tit. They call it. Horrible kink.
Yeah. Ow! Damn it, Bertram. Right.
All right, now it is your turn.
So I'm trying to figure out. All right. So the damage, like small to medium and the L, what does all that mean? I forget.
Okay, small to medium is man-sized or smaller. L means this guy. Large.
Okay, so I do more damage on a bigger... Yes. Dude.
Yes, with the greatest sword ever made, yes, you do.
Oh, this is a good sword.
Yeah. See, it's
I forgot about that.
Very good weapon of choice.
Because I'm actually sitting here like, should I use the whip of the serpent, or should I use the one-handed? And you're like, no, use the bastard sword. All right.
I'm just saying, do whatever.
I attack with my one-handed bastard sword of Damocles.
Okay. Bertram's armor class is 4, so what you do is you take your Thaco and you subtract 4 from it, and that gives you the number. You need to get that number or higher to hit him.
My Thaco is a 17.
Okay, so then subtract 4 from it.
Are you sure it's that or higher? So you're saying that
your Thaco is 17.
Yeah.
You subtract his armor class, which is 4.
Right. Gives me a 13.
You need that. Now, are you using the weapons arm? Are you using the weapons Thaco?
Yes.
Okay. You subtract 4 from 17, and that will give you... You need to get that number or higher to hit.
So the higher the Thaco, the harder it is to hit with that particular weapon.
That's why as you progress in levels, your Thaco goes down.
Sweet. Yeah. All right, then. Well, I got to get a 13 or higher on the 1d20. To hit this big Bertram guy. Right.
Right.
I got exactly 13.
Okay, then. That's a hit. Now roll your damage against large creatures.
1d12 plus 1. I'm going to find my 12-sider.
And whatever strength bonuses you have. Don't forget to add those.
Strength bonuses? Where do I find that?
Look under strength. Look under your
plus
strength.
Plus 1 to hit. Plus 2 damage.
So you add that damage modifier.
So that plus 1 to hit, I could have actually subtracted another. Well, the to hit one means I could have subtracted another one off of the Thaco.
I factored the to hit in. You just need...
Well, you did.
No, I subtracted the to hit
in. Oh, that's what you were telling me before. All right. Okay, so... Yeah,
with
so
the sword, it's totally modified.
So I roll 2 6-siders, add 1 plus the 2. I don't have a 12-sider. Yes. I gotta roll 2. Oh, I got it. Wow! Double sixes. So I got 12.
Sweet.
Plus 1 is 13. Plus 2 is 15. I did 15 damage on this guy. He should go back
damn,
to...
Damn, son.
He's like, butler, what do you do? What do you do as a butler? I buttle. Okay. All right, then. Go back to buttling because I just took 15 damage on you.
All right, you fucked him up. He's still up, but you fucked him up pretty good.
All right, is he bleeding?
But now it is his turn to return the favor. Oh, he's bleeding pretty bad. Yeah,
right.
He's pissed. So now he's gonna take another swing at you.
I asked him, does he give up? I tell him if he gives up, I will show him my breasts.
Yeah. All right. Well, then here's what you do.
I tell him if he gives up now and promises to leave me alone, he can watch me and Esmeralda have sex together. Wait a minute. No. Wait, I glance over to Esmeralda and say, you okay with this? Is that all right? All right. My charisma is 18. Tawny contain White Snake video hot.
Yeah, okay. So you need to get a 5 through 18, you know, on a 20-sider.
All right.
He's gonna make an opposing roll against his intelligence to try to resist the urge. He does not have a very high intelligence. This should be interesting.
So I roll a 20, and I got to get 5 through 18 inclusive.
Yes.
All right. 14.
He blew so far past his intelligence that he's practically coming in his pants. So.
He's got a hard on. It's like, all right.
So he basically, he just kind of like closes the door and sits in the corner. And now you got to make good on your promise or he's going to be pissed.
I guess we're doing this. All right, man. Come on, Esmeralda. You said it was okay. So let's do it. All right. I always, you know, I'm like, you know, in the cowboy days, like cowboys always slept with their boots on.
Mm-hmm.
I always have lesbian sex with my bikini chainmail on. So, you know, you're going to have to like pull it over. You know how you do, right? Pull it over. Oh, yeah. You pull it over. And we're not taking it off.
Yeah, do the.
You just got to pull it over, you know, and we'll just do all that. Right. Esmeralda. What's Esmeralda all wearing?
Well, nothing now except for her leg warmer.
It didn't take her long.
She like, realized, but nope. She's like oh, she wants to please her man, so she's on the bed. And
wait, she wants to please her man. What?
Well,
this
yes,
is her man.
Because, oops, I just OP'd. Yes, Esmeralda and Bertram are a couple. This is what they do. They're.
Yes. I guess we're going to have a threesome.
And the threesome is where we will call it a game for
tonight. Okay. And that's how T&D is done. All right, then. Well, hopefully you don't have to edit that too much. We'll call that an episode. This will be super quick, like less than 35 seconds. Quick naltrexone update. That's going well.
That's good.
I find myself like not thinking about alcohol in the same way. But I went out on Reddit today just to like see how other people are dealing with it. It's a month long thing. So don't expect any results in just a few days or a few weeks. But
Right.
This week has been all about the tapering thing, the not drinking until after 8, and I've been successful, and I have forgotten a couple of times, and it's been like 9, and I'm like, oh, I haven't had a drink yet, you know? So it's been good. So
cool.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Yep. All right. Well, enjoy your week off of having to edit our episode.
Yeah, this shouldn't take long.
But you'll still be working your butt off.
Yeah.
You don't have much to work off.
I've got about 3 more stories that need to be edited and then we're good to go. So, yeah.
Great.
And like I've said, man, the outpouring of people who have contributed to this episode of the Halloween special is just insane. I mean, we'll mention names when we actually put the show together, but yeah, the outpouring is just, it's humbling how many people have wanted to help us.
Go to don'tpanicradioshow.com so that you don't miss an episode and you don't miss when the Halloween show comes out. Give a like, give a share, give a review on iTunes.
Yes.
For Esmeralda, for Sally, and for Jesse's butler, Bertram. And for Paul Schultz, I'm Steve Vinson, and nothing you just heard was true.
True.
Sure.